Hello and welcome to the audio version of The Entrepreneur's Prenup, How to Choose a Business Partner Who Won't You. I'm Nina Kaufman, the author of The Entrepreneur's Prenup, and I'll be your guide through this audiobook. The title for this book emerged for a couple of reasons. First, as to the entrepreneur's prenup, realize that a business partnership is a lot, a real lot, like a marriage. You'll be spending most of your waking hours with your business partners. So, like a marriage, you want to do your best to make the right choice. No one goes into a business partnership saying, "Yeah, I hope this crashes and burns and sucks up my $100,000 in savings too." Just as I can't imagine people getting married hoping to be divorced within the year. When you enter a business with others, you're bringing valuable assets to the table, which is why you'll want to have an agreement, a business prenup, with your partners. As to the in the subtitle, well, fill in the curse word of your choice. Some of them are unprintable in the New York Times. Those are the ones that tend to begin with the letter F. Whatever word you want to use, cheat, con, defraud, fleece, screw, swindle, it all comes down to the same thing. No one wants to be taken advantage of, or to look like a total idiot for getting the short end of the stick. And having a business partner do that to you is a huge fear for many, many entrepreneurs. A business partnership is a very intense relationship. I found, though, that entrepreneurs put themselves in vulnerable positions, like lambs to the slaughter, because they haven't thought through the very issues that we're going to discuss in this book. Going through this book as you are puts you well ahead of the curve. So, congratulations. Let's get started. Partnership has been, and still is, a big part of my business and domestic life. I started young. It was a collaborative partnership in the filmmaking business, to the extent that a trio of 8-year-olds would even call it that. I was a would-be actress and screenwriter, Laren, the wannabe director and cinematographer, Eric, the set designer, and occasional lead vampire. Week after week, we would make these silly 5-minute horror films that was set in the dark dungeon that was Laren's basement, strewn with sofa cushions, old bed sheets, and lamps held at really odd angles by Laren's baby sisters. Each 8mm opus was an answer to the questions, what do we want to do? How can we make it work? In its way, it was a valuable experience of the trials and tribulations of trying to work on equal terms with others. I've put those lessons to the test many times. Happily, I celebrate most of my partnerships as great successes. But not all. I had a partnership that started brilliantly and ended badly after I ignored the warning signals for too long. I then went through a tortured process that lasted the better part of a year, trying to fix what was broken, and only having to acknowledge that the partnership was beyond repair. I want you to learn from my mistakes. But I also want to share some of the high spots, the joys of partnership success, and the lessons they teach us, which you learn about in the media almost every day, and which I so often encounter in my business. I spend most of my attorney life immersed in the world of entrepreneurial business law, much of it dealing with partnerships. It's a fascinating and really rewarding pursuit. I've worked with some wonderful people and a few monkeys. Every day delivers new insights into the value of well-planned collaboration and the importance of enshrining that in collaboration into a written agreement. I've been in it long enough to have gathered a book full of insights, which has become The Entrepreneur's Prenup. I've had my most meaningful and intense collaborations with business partners. They can provide a powerful boost to your business, mindset, and vision. But, like rare orchids, they're fragile beings. They require special care and nurturing. You can't leave them out in the elements to fend for themselves. Unfortunately, Many entrepreneurs ignore the care and feeding of their business partner relationships once they've acquired them, which is why close to 70% of them end in failure. And that far exceeds the national divorce rate. To avoid becoming a statistic, ask the questions and go through the exercises outlined in this book. You'll find them exceptionally valuable if you're in the early stages of exploring the possibility of taking on a business partner, silent or otherwise. They also have immense value even if you've already formed your partnership. I gained my own profound insights from these questions long after I signed my own partnership agreement. Whether you're at the early stages or need to reevaluate your relationship in the mid to later stages, you'll find the Entrepreneur's Prenup a valuable companion on your journey.